Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will join us as he'll be the host along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And his guest tonight will be defensive pass coordinator Terry Joseph. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. We'll wait for Les to come in a few minutes to join us. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and a very Merry Christmas. And to Longshoremen in Hollywood, let me return those Christmas greetings. And if you do not mind, I'm going to engage in a bit of some very, very amateur poetry.
Twas
the night before Christmas and throughout Houdat Nation, after three straight wins, Saints fans were giddy with elation. The Cajun Cannon was ecstatic, and listeners rejoiced greatly because Bobby does not need to ask, what have you done for us lately? The mood of the crowd, pumped up by Taysom Hill, was joyous and loud, and the Caesar Superdome was a thrill. On Olave, on Juwan, on Tipton, go all the way, and some darn fine running from Audric Estime. The defense came back, showed the Jets who was boss, with Cameron Jordan's two sacks and three tackles for a loss. The playoffs may be out of reach in 2025, but the Houdat Nation is hopeful because the Saints, they look alive. With a promising young quarterback by the name of Tyler Shuck, the rest of the division will just have to endure more poor luck. Falcons, Panthers, and Bucks, you may have been this year's picks, but the Houdat Steamroller will crush it in 26. So let's all exclaim, with two games remaining at that, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a big Houdat. Merry Christmas.
Well, hey, Big John, that was awesome. Big John, listen, I know you're a professor, you're an unbelievable history professor, but you must have did, you had to make an A in your poetry classes, right? Well, that was unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? You're a poet and you don't know it.
What's that? Yeah, but my feet sure show, I said my feet sure show it because they're Longfellows, right?
Right. You like, yeah, Longfellow. Yeah, I mean, that, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed. I didn't know you had it in you because you could probably write a number of poems. You could probably do romantic poems. You could probably do sports poems like you just did. No, Big John, you see, I learn something every day. I like that skill set because I know you know history. And, you know, here's Big John. This is the kind of show this is. I love it. He sends me a text, and, you know, because I'm bringing up, like, James Madison. I don't know, Dolly Madison. You look at whether you're president or you look university. Big John sends me, don't knock Dolly Madison. When her hubby evacuated Washington, D.C. in 1814, Dolly stayed behind to rescue the paintings in the White House. So, yeah, I mean, so she was a warrior. I mean,
when we took the White House tour, this was right before COVID, like in January. We went Mardi Gras, Washington, 2020. They actually told that story.
About Dolly Madison?
Dolly Madison went back to preserve the paintings.
I don't know, young people, do they still eat Twinkies and all that? I guess they do. But, you know, think about when that was all today. Okay, what are we going to name our company, whatever, like Dolly Madison and the sweets? We love sweets. So that's why when, you know, you hear like the University James Madison, so I would kind of joke, and because they have been very highly competitive, that when they don't do well, said, oh, they're playing like Dolly Madison. Maybe that's not fair because Big John just enlightened me how courageous she was.
Well,
Big John,
go ahead. I can't add to that, Bobby. Your flattery will get you everywhere with me. You know that. And, you know, I, like I said, this is very amateurish poetry, but I felt it was, you know, we need to kind of have a little break from the seriousness because Christmas is right around the corner. But I'm telling you guys, it's just 122 days till the NFL draft and then the schedule release after that. And I'm already counting the days because I really do think that this team is on the cusp of turning. I mean, it has turned the corner, and now it's going to be in a position next year where it's going to definitely challenge for the division. If, and that's a big if Mickey Loomis does not spit the bit and he makes the right draft choices.
I think free agency and the draft, this is a critical moment for them because now you've got the big piece at quarterback. You got to add the other stuff around him.
Supporting
running
cast.
Back, wide receiver, tight end. My thing is go out in free agency, grab you a couple of veteran offensive guards, try to get you a pass rusher. You always need help, too, in the secondary. There's never enough cover guys on any team, but you can see, obviously, what this team needs. But here's my big kick. I told this to Bob. First two picks, none of this projection stuff. Oh, 2 years or 3 years from now, he's going to be good. No, you want a player that can come in and help you now.
Like a stud. We're not developing him. No, he's going to come and have an initial impact. And it's going to be
right away.
He's going to help us win. In other words, no, he might be a rookie, but he don't play like a rookie. No, he's helping us win. And listen, and now we might be bitching if we draft like another guard, but what if that guard was Jari Evans? I wouldn't say nothing then. We'd be trying to address the offensive line. Tyler Shuck wouldn't be against that. He wouldn't be against a stud running back. You put like a Bijan Robinson alongside Tyler Shuck or Saquon Barkley. I mean, no quarterback is against a stud running back. Can you imagine a modern-day Deuce McAllister on the side of Tyler Shuck? No. Now, they still got to open up the holes up front, and you never can have too many weapons. Whoever they pick, they got to pick the right guy. And Mickey Loomis is the guy in charge. But you know what? You got good soldiers underneath.
Jeff Ireland's college guy.
Yes, Mickey's going to say, come on, I got to trust y'all. You go look at the Senior Bowl, the Combine and all, and we got to hit a home run.
And Mike Parrington is the pro guy.
Yes, all of that. If you're going to truly turn things around quickly and that you're not only hovering around middle of the pack, well, we're not bad, but we're not great. No, you can do it. Look how quickly the Patriots have turned around. Look at the Seattle Seahawks. Look, was Sam Darnold on the Seahawks last year? Look how they hit with that. What in the hell, in hindsight, J.J. McCarthy, I know you want to get young. Why did you get rid of Sam Darnold? I know he spit the bit in the playoffs with the Vikings, but look what Sam Darnold's done. He finally, that from a psychological standpoint, that might actually benefit him. He finally overcame the Rams. He couldn't beat the Rams. And look, they beat the Rams. And Matthew Stafford was unbelievable. You got to have a vision. That's when you got to hit. Look at McVay when all of a sudden Matthew Stafford, what did he do
his
with the
special
Lions?
Special teams let him down.
Yeah, the special.
Oh,
but
my
God. They fired the coach. They fired the coach of the Rams. Why are you kicking to Rashid Shaheed? The Rams are idiots. What are you doing? No, the Rams, now they're going to try and address that. I don't know if you can, but Now you got to win in all phases if you're truly going to be a champion. That has cost the Rams this season, their special teams. But going back to McVay, look what he did. Because Jared Goff was McVay's Super Bowl quarterback. They didn't win, but they went to the Super Bowl. We all remember the Nolan no-call. They only scored 3 damn points in the Super Bowl. You don't think the Saints at that time would have scored more than 3 points? The Patriots beat them 13-3. I'm still mad about that. That's a joke. But you look at McVay. He didn't say, okay, well, we're still relevant and we're fighting. I'm going to stay with Jared Goff. No. He says, I know we got to get better. And he goes, get a cat like Matthew Stafford, who ain't won nothing with the Lions. And he played with Megatron and all that. Think about that. And you got to have a vision. That's what you need. Kellen Moore to be involved. Jeff Ireland, Mickey Loomis, come on. Y'all have to make it work. Because you can't turn around quickly. Oh, be patient 4 or 5 years. Hell no, we're not being patient.
Nobody's got that kind of patience.
The Hoodat Nation, and we ain't patient no more. Yeah. It's a lot. We passed Drew Brees and Sean Payton. We want to be in the hunt next year, or definitely more than 7 wins, I would say. And then you got to say, no. We got to see a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not the damn train coming to run you over. It is truly a light that you could be prosperous. And the 2027 season, no, we went in the NFC South because it wasn't that long ago we won it 4 years in a row. Now, look at Tampa Bay. Man, Tampa Bay is going to win the damn NFC South 5 seasons
in a row.
It sure
looked that way a month ago.
but wait, I don't know. They still got a great chance.
You still have a chance.
That's why we got to be where we got to go in a roll. No, the Saints, we going back to where we were dominating the NFC South maybe 3 or 4
okay,
seasons
this
in a row.
Isn't the AFC West. This is the NFC South. You're not talking about closing a huge gap here.
The NFC West and AFC West, if you look top to bottom, you take out the Cardinals and the Raiders. No, that's some pretty damn tough divisions. But I'll tell you what, look where the Chiefs are at right now. Man, the Chiefs showed you NFL, pros versus pros.
They
you
got might spanked
say,
yesterday.
Yeah, well, like, oh, and the Saints got to play the Titans next week. They finally won a home game. And you might say, well, they didn't play with Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes don't play defense. Why didn't the Chiefs' defense stop the Titans? They
and
did not.
Then you lose Garner Minshew with an ACL. Back-to-back games, you've lost your
Uncle
starting
Rico.
Quarterback to an ACL injury. Yeah. Wow, that's a big loss. Thank
yeah,
you,
but,
Big John.
But those two quarterbacks don't play defense. The Chiefs, Andy Reid, I'm telling you, Andy Reid's going to get old overnight because the team.
He's not a happy camper.
No, he can't be. The Chiefs have gone from the penthouse to the outhouse.
It goes to show you how quickly that can happen in this league. We'll be back with more second guests. We'll have Les Sackett on with us. Got the king of shenanigans here with us, too, in the crowd. Big Saints fan, big part of the Hoodat Nation sitting here with us. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight. With us now, he's here each and every Monday night with us. He's been busy coordinating and supervising. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper. Les, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. I know you were busy with the Monday night squares, and if they're in the area, they can come on by and then get a square right here for the Monday night game.
Right. Appreciate being here. Yeah, I couldn't get away from the football boards. We just had a bunch of people show up. You can get on the boards up to 6:45. At 6:30, the kiosk will stop printing out entries, so you have to get your entry before then. Once you get your entry, you can go up to 6:45 to get onto the board, and you can win up to $1,000 in free play.
All right. What's the gig on the slipper?
The slipper, we are now up to $20,000 in cash. So Thursday night, Christmas night, we're going to have another drawing. Somebody could win $20,000. If not, it'll roll over to $25,000 for the next week. But we keep doing that all the way through Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's a long ride with it there.
Yeah. So it can roll up to a lot of cash.
Tell everybody, I know it's a real busy week this week with Christmas Eve, Christmas. I know y'all have a lot of people that come here. Tell everybody what's up here at the Silver Slipper.
Well, at the Slipper for Christmas, we have our Christmas Day specials and the Jubilee Buffet and the Blue Bayou. Make sure you get reservations for that because it's booking up real quick. Then we also have two New Year Eve parties. We'll have that on the 27th, which is a Saturday. We'll have Tease Me Band playing. And then on the 31st, which is Wednesday, it's New Year's Eve, and we'll have Joni Compretta and Baytown Groove, who will be ringing in the New Year with us.
So I know you did tell me for the steakhouse, that's booked up for New Year's Eve. I think they have a party there. But if you want to come New Year's Day or Christmas Day, you better get them reservations in.
That's right.
Come on,
unfortunately, we do have the parties on those days, but the Christmas Day you can book, and you can also book for the New Year's Day also.
Hey Les, when y'all in those meetings of like what we need to do, need a plan to attract customers, this is any casino. I'm a red meat guy. Who doesn't like prime rib? Like prime rib anywhere. I mean, if you promote that where you just need a few teeth in your mouth. It kind of melts in your mouth, and it tastes so damn good. That's why I'm a carnivore. I never could be no damn vegetarian. I like chicken. I like any kind of meat. But like prime rib, I mean, that's why I don't. If you try to get people to come and you give them a deal on a prime rib, I mean, that's how you attract the customers. I don't know. I got a lot of common sense. I told y'all that before.
sounds like you're wanting to get into the Blue Bayou.
Yeah, no, I've eaten that Blue Bayou. It's awesome.
Eaten that before. It's really, really good.
They had me one. This is like we've been doing this now for 20 years at the Silver Slipper. I want to say it's probably half a dozen years ago. Emil had me. I don't know. I wanted to take my wife on a nice date to come out to Blue Bayou. All of a sudden, he had me eating with all the high rollers. And so my wife said, this ain't no damn date. Here they got you doing sports talk with all the high rollers at the Blue Bayou.
I remember. Yeah. I had forgotten about that, yeah, but I do remember that now.
I was like, oh, yeah, they're going to take care of you. Then I show up, and it's like not a table for two. It's like a table for eight. I said, I don't know. Just go with the flow. But anyway, I'm not going to say what happened after that. I go, come on. it worked out.
Again, tell everybody what's happening here on New Year's Eve, because that's also a big time for a lot of people to come here and celebrate the new year of 2026.
We're going to bring it in. We're going to have Joni Compretta and the Baytown Groove. We'll have hats, horns, tiaras for everyone to celebrate. We'll also have the champagne floats that will be available, and it's going to be a good time.
You know what I'm excited about? I like, again, history. You know, whenever you hit the century mark, y'all remember back in 1776 when we were celebrating 200 years, bicentennial. Well, I don't know. We're not at the tricentennial, but we're halfway there. 250 years of this great country is coming up. 2026. Are y'all not into that? Come on. I mean, listen.
We have big events for the July.
Yes,
of
yes. We should. 250 years now. I'm not saying we the Roman Empire, or anything about 1,000 years, whatever. So we got to get our act together, but still, it's 250 years of this experiment with democracy. Can we do the right thing? I don't know. That intrigues me. It might not intrigue y'all, but I'm intrigued by that.
Les, I'm going to let you go back to coordinating, supervising. You got your history lesson for today, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Les.
250 years of liberty and freedom.
There you go.
Yeah. God bless America.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us the head coach of the Houston Cougars, Willie Fritz.
And God
right
bless the Who Dat Nation.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go to our talking text line, and he was the original. When we started this, our Tulane Tuesday a few years back, now he's at University of Houston. The head football coach of the Cougars, Willie Fritz. Willie, great to hear your voice again. And, man, you're on a real big ride. I told this to Bobby last week. I get asked because you're doing shows not only local, across the country. What team might be the next Texas Tech of 2026? And my deal is I know they got the right coach. Let's see what they accumulate, but I think it might be the Houston Cougars.
Well, yeah, Coach Fritz, you got to keep up with A&M and Texas and Texas Tech with that name, image, and likeness. You know that.
Oh, God dang, I got to get some money, don't I? How you guys doing? I miss you guys. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing great, Coach. We miss you, too. Coach, playing in the Texas Bowl and everything, and what you've been able to do this year, and you used a lot of the transfer portal to get players in. I think about your quarterback and Connor Wegman. I think you and I talked about this guy when he was at Rice, Dean Connors, who's a running back for you now. Amari Thomas was at University of Alabama, Birmingham, and your big tight end in Tanner, who's at Ball State. So you embraced the name, image, likeness very quickly. They had some coaches that didn't really do it, and it is a big part of the game, even though you're in the center of a lot of big-time players in Houston.
You know, we had to. We just the roster, when I got here, you know, we played a conference championship game at Tulane, and I really didn't start the job till that Wednesday. They were out of school. I had 36 guys at the first team meeting. We brought some guys in through the transfer portal, and then we were able to find, you know, the right guys the next year through the transfer portal that were going to fit in, that we knew a little bit better, done a little bit more research on, and hit on a bunch of guys. You mentioned the quarterback Connor Wegman. You know, he started at Texas A&M. He's a Texas kid. Matter of fact, I coached his dad at Sam Houston State many years ago. So we had a little bit of a relationship with him, and he wanted to come back to Houston, get a fresh start. And, you know, Amari Thomas, a kid out of UAB who led the league and yards receiving, and then I think we got a tight end who's a second day draft pick. He's a stud. He's been at Ball State. We We had him visit. We didn't get him. He went up to Wisconsin. There were still two portal times, and he ended up coming back here in the summer and had a great year for us. So, yeah, we had to utilize it. It was we want to be a freshman-laden program. We signed 20 really good kids a year ago. We signed 20 really good kids. We signed the number one quarterback in the nation, number one player ranked in the nation, a kid named Keyshawn Henderson out of Houston here that we had offered back when I was at Tulane. We were the first school to offer him as a quarterback. So we got fortunate with that relationship, starting it a long time ago. But we want to be a high school team and then kind of sprinkle in some guys from the portal. I think everybody wants to do that, but this day and age, you got to adapt and improvise after the portal gets started, because if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
Now, Coach Fritsch, talk about how this benefits University of Houston and when you read the big dogs. What I mean by that, you look at the Big Ten, SEC, and then being part of the Big 12. That has to be beneficial.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a lot of kids want to play Power Four football. Big 12, we've got 16 teams in the Big 12. I don't know when they're ever going to rename all these conferences, but it's a very, very competitive league from top to bottom. I told our kids all the time, you got to hook it up every week. You know, I've been in some leagues where maybe you had you play your C game, you still got an opportunity to win. You play your C game in the Big 12, you're going to get your butt kicked. You know, so that helps us. You know, by and large, I think a lot of kids would like to go to school somewhere close to home. You know, so we've really recruited the heck out of state of Texas. You know, it's kind of, you know, around the city of Houston. We get up into Dallas, Fort Worth as well. Then we've also continued to recruit Louisiana. We signed four really good players from Louisiana this year that we think are going to be great players for us, but everybody's drivable distance, and I think that makes it a little bit easier when you do that. And that is one of the secrets to our success at Tulane. We had kids from New Orleans who went far away, thought the grass was greener, found out it was only green, and wanted to bring their butt back to New Orleans. And a lot of great players that we did that with as well.
Now, Coach Frisboy, and I've known him way back, and he's been a part of your staff. Oh boy, it was a great documentary. I don't know if I'm describing that right, with Kurt Hester, your strength coach,
The
fight in him from Tulane to Houston. I knew him when I was playing with the Saints in Mandeville on the North Shore. And just unbelievable what he did, you know, Louisiana Tech. But I know where he came from, you know, Homa and all that. Boy, he was what he was battling with. And I know you talk highly of Kurt Hester and what he meant to your team and the inspiration.
Well, this has been the hardest year of my career. You know, I've never had a player or a coach, you know, pass away during a season. You know, the strength coach spends more time with student athletes really than anybody. And they have a big say in the makeup of your team, you know, culture-wise. And Kurt just did a tremendous job. You know, he was diagnosed in stage 4 melanoma in February. And they gave him 4 weeks. I mean, that guy just fought and scratched and clawed all the way through the middle of October. I talked about him this morning in a team meeting. You know, this season has been dedicated to him. We got one more game to go. But, you know, it's certainly been tough. You know, his wife and, you know, kids, he's got a son that lives here in Houston. The rest of them are over there in New Orleans. And, you know, he just did a lot for us at Tulane. He did a heck of a lot to help establish his program here at the University of Houston.
Coach, when you look at how Texas Tech was built, and Cody Campbell, certainly he's got a checkbook that none of them checks are going to bounce.
Out a little bit there.
none of them are going to bounce anywhere. But they really hit hard on the defensive side, the football. And when you watch the Red Raiders, man, they were tough on defense, and I think it's sort of, they reminded me a little bit of an SEC team of how they were structured. Do you think that other teams, now not everybody got a guy like Campbell that can write a check and for $50 million a year and things are good, but the way they did it and built first through defense, well, you think other teams sort of try to duplicate that?
got to have money to do it. You know, we talk all the time about, you know, perfection is our goal, but excellence will be tolerated. And it's the same thing when we recruit out of the portal. We got to be right when we're divvying out our money because we're not anywhere close to where those guys are at and some of the other, you know, people that are playing college football right now. They can make a mistake and it doesn't hurt their budget very much. But one thing I will give old Texas Tech, they do a very good job coaching. They play hard, well coached. You see that offense defensively and in the kicking game, and they're going to give people problems. It was a very, very talented team. You know, we got beat. I can't remember. I think it was 35-11. That was like one of the closest games they played this year besides the one loss they had at Arizona State when they had a bunch of people down, first two quarterbacks. But, you know, they're a good squad. And you know, in this day and age, just that's part of it. You know, if you're, heck, I'm jealous. I wish we had somebody that was helping us out in that manner as well. So you just got to, you know, with us and the majority of the teams, you got to be smart with your money and make sure those guys are people that can really play for you and frontline players and guys that can make a difference. And I tell you something else I'm doing, and Bobby will probably remember this from playing pro ball. You know, you don't get anybody hurt during goddamn practice. You got to be smart with what you're doing in practice. And, you know, you got to have that. There's that fine line of physicality, but also keeping guys healthy. And, you know, we've done a good job of that this year.
You know, Coach Fritz, so when you're talking about convincing a young individual, you come be a Houston Cougar, you can win the Heisman Trophy. There's not too many universities can say that. I know, I'll look at Andre Ware, what he was able to do at Houston Cougars. Do you use that, like, in recruiting? Say, hey, you can come here because it's happened before because everyone knows about the Heisman Trophy and what comes with that. And Andre Ware, I mean.
He's still on TV.
Yes, and stuff. So I'm sure y'all utilize that, look, we had a Heisman Trophy quarterback come here.
He's here all the time, you know, and he's a very loyal Cougar. And Case Keenum, very loyal Cougar. You know, Kevin Cobb. You know, another guy that played a ton in the NFL, you know, the Klinglers, you know, and, you know, heck, he was the first pick in the draft. So, you know, U of H, Greg Ward, you know, played a long time in the NFL as a receiver, still playing to this day. So they've had a lot of really, really good quarterbacks. Clayton Toon, still playing with the Arizona Cardinals. So quarterbacks in a position that U of H is really – done a great job recruiting and, you know, developing those guys. I'm sure that had something to do with the kid, you know, number one quarterback in the nation coming here, number one high school player in the nation coming here, Keyshawn Henderson, and also, you know, Connor Wigman. You know, he can accomplish, you know, your goals here as a quarterback. And you're right. You know, I got the Heisman Trophy. You walk in this building, you see the Heisman. You know, we make sure they see that because not very many schools got that.
And, you know, Coach Fritz, you mentioned Clayton Toon. You know, my brother's been in Houston for two decades in the Woodlands. My youngest niece is engaged in marrying Clayton Toon in the spring. You know, he was with the Cardinals. Oh. Now he's with the Packers. So, yeah, when you see Clayton Toon, you tell him, yeah, you know what?
Bobby's niece, right?
Yeah, you're damn right, Coach Fritz. And I know you're going to do that. Yeah, you better treat my niece right. But now, looking at the LSU
– I've heard nothing but great things about him.
Yeah, I know. He's a great individual. But speaking of now your opponent in the bowl game, Texas Bowl, LSU Tigers and all that adversity they face, what have you seen on film with them and all the turmoil, coaching changes, and the players? They've obviously – you never know how it's a long season. Everyone's talking, watch LSU and Clemson in the postseason. Not so fast. What happened? So what do you see on film with LSU? And obviously, I know you're aware of this. You would think it's not in Louisiana. The largest LSU alumni fan base is in Houston, Texas. So you know there could be a lot of Tiger fans, obviously, for that bowl game.
Yeah, U of H and LSU have already sold out of all their allotment of tickets. So we're going to have a great crowd at NRG Stadium. You know, they're a big team. You know, and, you know, you don't have a whole lot of, you know, my son-in-law coaches at Miami, and I went over and watched them play A&M the other day. And, that was the first thing I saw was we had pretty good seats. I was like, wow, these dudes are pretty big. And LSU certainly is a real big team, both on the O-line and the defensive line. And we played some big teams. Tech is a very, very big team. But that's something that, you know, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, they got good quickness and speed and length. You know, you don't have a whole lot of teams that have got a 6'5 corner and the other one's about 6'1, 6'2. So, they're very, very, very talented. I got a lot of respect for those coaches over there. Alex Atkins, you know, was one of my assistants at Georgia Southern. He's one of my assistants at Tulane. He does an outstanding job. Kevin Peoples, you know, he's one of my assistants at Tech, Blinn Junior College, Central Missouri, Georgia Southern, and Tulane. You know, so I got a lot of, you know, history of some of their coaches. And I think Frank Wilson, you know, does a very nice job. He's a good ball coach. I know they're going to have these guys ready to play. And, you know, big goal for us is going after that 10th win. Not very many schools win 10 games in a year, and this will be the first time that Houston's done it at the Power Four level since 1990. So this is one of the goals we had at the beginning of the year. And, you know, just trying to do a great job preparing this whole week.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. With all those former assistants, you remind me of Pete Jenkins. Every time I bring up somebody, he was like, Mike, I coach with him here, I coach with him there. I was there. But, man, it's great to hear your voice again, Coach, and best of luck to you and at University of Houston.
Appreciate you guys. Tell everybody hi. Thank you.
All right, Coach Fritz, so what do you used to say always like roll away? What do you say, go Cougs? I mean, he dropped. Oh, I know. Yeah, remember he said always say that.
Always said it.
Like
always.
He's a roll wave, and then he probably says go Cougs.
We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess in hour number two right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two on the Second Guess Show. Hey, we got a lot more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.